Welcome.
Light him up, Eddie.
To Triple M's Crowcast.
Kick the goal, Eddie Betts.
With Jars and Louis.
Oh, he's a marvellous football player.
Hello, Crows fans. Jars and Louis from the Rush Hour, Triple M 104.7. Say g'day, Juice.
G'day, Crows fans.
He's flat, and I reckon you're a little bit flat. Two in a row now, questions being asked. Yes. What the hell is going on? All right, we went to the family, the Triple M family, to find out what they thought was the big issue. Mm. And then we put on our different hats, good cop and bad cop. Oh. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Mr. Sam Jacobs to the witness box. Source, raise your right hand and repeat after me. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, whatever they say, help you God. And Don Pike, you do? All right, here it is. Enjoy, Crows fans, and you'll be back soon. Don't worry.
It's on Triple M.
When you want to know the real story, you go straight to the source.
Look at Big Sauce Jacobs.
It's Sam Sauce Jacobs on the Rush Hour.
Yeah, the Big Sauce joins us. Might be a little frosty today. Welcome, big fella.
Hello, boys. How are you?
Mate, we are very good. I'll hand you over to Andrew Juice Newton-Jarman, who, just for your information, may be playing the role of bad cop.
Good afternoon, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Jars. How are you, mate?
Now, did you text JJ Hardigan and Talia, all over 6 foot six, got around to Rory Sloane today at training, sat him down and apologised for the lack of physical support regarding Saturday night? Have you both done that to Sloaney?
No, we didn't, mate. We definitely probably could have helped Sloaney out more during the game. Melbourne obviously made a point to get into him, but...
But Sauce, yeah, what didn't you? What, you could see it. You were there. You boys were there. Why didn't Tex come off the line and put some of those blokes on their backside?
I don't know, mate. I guess we did at times, but we probably didn't do it consistently enough. You know, and also I think around the ground we could probably give him the ball more times as well to help get him into the game and things like that. So, he's a warrior, Sloaney, but he can't do it on his own.
No, you're absolutely right. Sauce, I think 73, 74 hitouts for yourself against an undermanned Cam Peterson and co and Jack Watts. Yet they completely dominated, I think, centre square clearances. And
smashed,
I think,
it.
We're in front too when it came to clearances overall. So probably didn't get it quite right. Not all your fault, but a midfield didn't quite get under and support you well enough.
Yeah. Obviously, you know, keeping in perspective, it was against a... I guess an undermanned Melbourne team who've got, you know, lost their first and second ruckman. So, I guess, you know, we're able to get that connection at times, which sort of was good and what we aimed for. But Melbourne brought a real pressure around the ball. And what they did was, you know, every time we were able to get a connection, whatever, they really pressured us and really put us under the pump. So, I think around the ground, I think we're able to get the job done, but not by, you know, any you know, large amounts. But centre bounce, they really touched us up, so... By doing what I mentioned, by bringing a real pressure and heat around the ball.
Sauce, you're an astute thinker of our great game. What have you think? What the last 2 weeks? What have you worked out as a senior player and the coaching staff that the opposition are bringing a lot more heat? But you know, what are your KPIs going forward in the next week or two? And don't worry about Brisbane, because obviously you've got to take them, you know, show respect to a young Brisbane side, but. Tell me, what's happened the last 2 weeks?
I think teams have probably, started to really slow the game down. Obviously, you know, we know we're a really strong offensive team when we're able to, I guess, run and carry and all that sort of stuff. And at the moment, I guess teams have probably come and brought that real contest stuff. And, you know, which we can play that style as well. We did against Port Adelaide early in the year, which is a really contested game. We did against GWS early in the year. So I reckon it's probably just, a lack of, you know, a really aggressive mindset and a real, ability to do it over four quarters. So, what Pikey mentioned in his press conference, we just get back to training. We have to get that side of it back up in order and get playing how we want to again.
So, what was highlighted at review? Pikey very adamant that you're not a one man team and it takes even contribution from all your boys, and you didn't get it, and that's the reason you got beaten. And he's exactly right, but. Well, what was the focus in the review in terms of the areas that you've got to work on?
Well, against the Kangaroos last week, we obviously got smashed in that first quarter. Our contested possession was really down. The next three quarters, we were able to we ended up winning the game in contested possession. Then again, this week against Melbourne, we got beaten in that category, and that's the first time we got beaten in it this year. And that's something we spoke about as a club. We wanted to improve on over the off season, as we felt Sydney got the better of us in the final last year. So we're not hiding away from the fact that that's a key area for us. Tackling also, Melbourne, won the contested possessions, and on the flip side, you'd think that we should out tackle them, but they out tackled us as well. So to keep it simple, I think that's two areas that we can really improve on.
Sauce, are we being bullied? Are we a soft football side? Are we being bullied the last 2 weeks?
No, not at all. I mean, like I mentioned before, we've played some great teams in the first six rounds and we're able to withstand the pressure. So we're definitely not a team like that and something we won't stand for. And obviously, we'll look to improve it this week, starting with Brisbane.
Source, I wrote down after the game, one word to describe how you're playing your footy at the moment. I wrote impatient for the sheer fact that I likened you guys to a Ferrari early on, and you all like to drive it at top speeds, but believe it or not, these things go all right when they're doing about 200 clicks instead of 320. And at times, you just got to be a little bit more patient and not try for the Hollywood kickback inside, but just work your way around a bit. Find a body, find a target, take your medicine, go down the line. It just seems that everything has to be at breakneck speed because that's how you've been able to win all your turnovers early on and decimate teams. But trying to continue that pattern when it's not on, sometimes you do have to take your medicine.
Yeah, absolutely. And you're spot on, Louis. I think we're in a very, very even competition, as you can see. And we played some fantastic footy for the first six rounds. And you know, on the back of that, as you know, teams want to see and they have a real close look at what you're doing. So, you know, for us, it's about, you know, accepting the responsibility that we're not playing the way we want and our performance. But, you know, you're going to get tested throughout the year, and it's about how we come back. And as a footy club, you know, that's what we're looking to do. We'll go back. We'll train really hard this week. As you mentioned, have a look at our ball use, have a look at our defense and reset and get going again. As you know, it's a long year, and we're looking to recapture that form again.
Changes, mate? Is it Pikey Moot that you'll be looking at maybe some different personnel? We know Scotty Thompson has played a few games now. He's got a bye, I think, coming up this weekend. But is there any talk that maybe a few new faces might front up?
I'm sure, you know, blokes like Tomo, you know, he's always going to be around the mark. He's starting to get a bit of footy behind him now, which is obviously great. And, you know, we got a lot of good guys in form at the SANFL, but we've also got Jake Lever and Riley Knight coming back as well. So there definitely will be some pressure on selection. And, you know, and at the moment, if guys aren't performing, the heat will come, you know, as it should when you're not playing how you want to.
And just for the record, everybody does like Sloaney.
Everybody loves Sloaney, mate. He's an integral part of our team, and yeah, we definitely love him.
Well, get around him then.
We're not a one-man team. Everyone's got to make a contribution.
Jars
like
was beside himself. He texted me on the night. He couldn't believe it. You lot? Jeez.
No, he'll be all right. We'll get around him like we have. But, you know, it's not the first time he's been tagged the last 2 weeks. So,
no.
We'll definitely get around him, and I think as a team, if we start winning, you know, all the contested stuff, we're tackling pressures up and we get a real strong weight of numbers, will help his game as well.
You know, thanks to you, Blakes, you get tags for the next 2 months now, don't you?
Yeah, I know, we're trying to make it hard for him, but I think he had more tackles than he did possessions. So it just shows that even though he's not getting the possessions, he's still contributing, you know, to the team and really bringing that pressure.
Geez, hard to rattle in the witness box, isn't he? Still got a smile on his face.
All right, mate, well done.
Good to have a chat to you, boys.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
See you, champ.
Work hard, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
Big Source.
I want to see some physical action against Brisbane. First bounce.
Just want to see hard.
Oh, I do.
I'll grind. I want to see some grind.
It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.
Thanks for tuning in to the Triple M Crowcast with Jars and Louis.